No Simple Road is stoked to have Sunset Lake CBD back with us as our sponsor. Sunset Lake is the real deal. If you've looked around trying to find CBD and it just didn't do what it was supposed to do, this is the place you need to go. They've got every kind of product you can imagine, including CBD tinctures with sleep gummies that are great for getting to bed, CBD gummy bears and reishi-infused chews that can help bring you a little bit of calm in a stressful day. They've got salve, they've got smokable hemp flower that's great for folks like me that don't want to get stoned and paranoid but want to have the benefits of cannabis. Well, now you got it. And they even carry CBD products for your pets, man. I'm saying this is Darwin approved stuff. Go over to sunsetlakecbd.com and check out the full range of what they have. This is Vermont grown right to your door, and they're giving you 20% off. So put in the promo code NSR20 when you're checking out. You're going to get 20% off your whole order. And I know you're going to love it. They even have subscription options open for you, so you don't forget to get your medicine. Go check out Sunset Lake CBD, everybody.
Why can't every day be like this? No Simple Road. Yeah, no, I've been on that road too.
Matter what, that's what we do. We do it. We just do it.
What do you mean, no matter what?
No matter what. Doesn't matter if it's Monday or Friday. Here we are. No Simple Road is here for you in your ear. That's right. Hey now, No Simple Road family. What's up? This is Aaron.
It's Apple.
And it's me. It's Mel.
And we're back for another edition of the No Simple Road
Weekly Rewind.
No Simple Road Weekly Rewind.
Brought to you in collaboration with Mel
Fudd.
Mel Premium Mushroom Chocolates. Head over to Instagram and follow at Melt Mushrooms, MeltMushrooms. That S at the end is important. But give them a follow. You're going to see some amazing things over there.
You're going to find some good stuff.
Yeah. The best mushroom chocolates around, bar none. Get it?
Three flavors of gummies. Deliciousness.
I think there's 10 flavors of chocolates now, and you are going to love what they got going on.
And good old-fashioned mushroom caps.
Yep. Capsules, gummies, minis, bars, the whole thing. Shoot them a DM. Tell them No Simple Road sent you. You're going to get 20% off for the month of April. That's right. I said it. 20% off.
What? Yeah,
so here we are. We're back for another edition of the Rewind. And so here's the deal. A few weeks back.
Why is there always a deal?
I don't know. I don't remember who it was.
Don't you let that deal go down.
I'm going to let it go down. Oh. I don't remember who it was that we were talking to, but.
Connor?
Maybe Connor? I'm not sure. Said, hey, you guys never talked about your float tank experience. We were going to do it, and then we decided we were going to wait till we got back from Mexico, from Fish Mexico.
Yeah, you were waiting till I went and did mine while you guys were in Mexico.
Right.
And then we were going to talk about it, but then...
Things happen.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. We're doing
this
it.
This is it. Us talking
this
about
is
it.
Us. So if you're not familiar with what a float tank is, it is a...
sensory deprivation.
Tank.
And tank is like... Maybe like a capsule or a bath or a room.
Well, there's a lot of different ones out there.
Yes, there
I
is.
Would say at this point, if you're not familiar with what it is, go on Google and just Google it.
So you can see what it looks like.
You know, sensory deprivation or float tank.
Yeah, most likely there's ones in your town.
Yeah.
It's very popular.
It's got like... I don't know how many thousands of pounds of
or hundreds
salt
of pounds,
or whatever
yeah.
dissolved in the water inside this thing. And the water is like the exact same temperature as your skin. And because of the salt, you float. You like you're buoyant. Like it's like floating in the Dead Sea or something. And you can't really feel the water on your skin once you kind of get in there and get acclimated.
No.
So you just feel like, and there's no light. So you kind of just feel like you're floating in space.
In space. Yeah, like, well, yeah, once you surrender to it, it takes a minute.
It does.
It took me about 20 minutes or so to fully feel like I could lay there and that I wasn't going to, my head wasn't going to go under, that I was actually floating and
you
was cool with it.
Totally takes a few to get situated.
And then once you get there, it's like, oh.
The float that we did, Mel and I went first. The float that we did was like,
I have a couple minutes? Facts. 90 minutes.
90. Okay.
It was 90 minutes. Or I guess it was 80 minutes because it was like a 10 minute.
It's 80 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it was 80 minutes. 2,000 pounds of Epsom salt are dissolved into water, creating a solution that allows your body to float effortlessly. The air and water inside the cabin are warm to meet the temperature of your skin. It's completely soundproof and gives you the option to turn the lights off. So that detachment from external senses allows you to completely disconnect from the outside world. And the Epsom salt itself contains essential minerals that leave you feeling relaxed and vibrant, and it melts your tension away. And that's exactly what it does. Since you're not fighting to float or to stay up, your body releases tension. Like it just doesn't tense up. But like what Apple said, you kind of have to
get there.
Until you get to where you trust that like zero gravity, like feel. And
then once it's in, it feels like somebody you love giving you the best massage of your life with no hands.
It took, like Apple said, a few minutes to get acclimated to not bumping into the wall.
Yeah.
And like,
did you do the same way and not getting used to that for a minute?
It scared me.
It didn't scare me. I started farting around for a minute. I was like pushing my toes and then my hand. I was like feeling the parameter of the
just,
tubs.
I
to
was
feed.
Just relaxing and then it touched my toe and I was like, yeah.
You were farting in there, Apple?
I was farting around.
All around?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you kept hitting the wall, dude.
The water, wasn't warm enough for me.
I feel sorry for whoever followed you. Anyway.
They clean it, so it's all
that's
good.
True.
And it's salt. I mean, salt kills a lot of stuff.
Yes, it does.
So you have like this plugs in your ears, but it covers your whole
like
ear.
The wax sealed
seals your ear up. So that's what took me the longest, was to get those things like set
to get them in
correctly,
right?
and make sure, like, make myself comfortable enough to let my head relax, because I was feeling, because the last time I did, I got salt water in my ear and it was a nightmare.
They highly recommend you use the earplugs and don't do that.
And I really made sure to suction cup my
ears.
The
other thing too that you guys warned me about, and I went, because they give you like a thing of petroleum jelly to cover up any cuts or abrasions or anything, because that much salt is going to let you know
where
anywhere you
is.
Have a little scratch or anything.
I had one on my back.
So that took a couple minutes. Like first get kind of like, oh, like, I mean, even a hangnail, anything, any little, like the salt gets
especially
in there.
Especially a hangnail.
Which I had one and it was like, ooh.
Yeah, it'll let you know. So, yeah. Who wants to go first? You want to go first, babe?
You're in the middle of talking, so why don't you do it? I wasn't even saying anything.
I would, ladies first, ladies with your experience today.
Okay, my experience, we did this float tank right after an interview and... So we scheduled this. Aaron and I go together, and I decide to microdose, which I don't usually do. Microdose some mushrooms, and so I took a little bit, but I felt like it was enough since I don't, you know, microdose a lot. So by the time we got there,
you told me on the way there, right?
I started, you know, your stomach starts to kind of feel the feels, you know. But I'll be honest, trying our sponsor's melt mushrooms, it was literally the perfect dose for that. It made me feel elevated, open, and relaxed and aware. Relaxed and aware, which I don't, you know, that might seem counterintuitive, but it really was. So the guy gives us a spiel about, you know, the tank. It sends, you know, takes us to the room. You know, we do our shower, close the door, whatever, and then
We were separate. We were in separate rooms.
Yeah, he showed us our rooms. You know, they were by each other. So Aaron goes in one room, I go in the other, and I had a square room. You had a circular room. Mm-hmm. So I like I said, take a shower, get in there. I get a little cut on my back. I felt it, but I just dealt with it. Didn't care. Then I noticed like there was like lights on the top of the float tank.
The starlight.
Yeah, stars,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, like little pinhole lights coming through. But I didn't realize you could turn that off also.
Really?
And be dark. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up turning it off, like in well into my float because I've
hit
the wall by accident. And then I was like, oh shit. Cause it was like the emergency thing, you know? And so I hit the light, it turned on all that. So I was having like a little bit of issues, but then when I finally turned it off,
holy shit,
the mushrooms absolutely made themselves known. And Aaron and I, if you all have been following, we've been using Duolingo to learn Spanish for the last 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up on my 500th day.
I'm coming up on 550.
So baby. Definitely not 2 years yet, but about, well, everything from that trip was in Spanish. The entire voice that was talking back to me was in my native tongue. And it was assuring me of all the things that I had questions about in this trip. And it was really, it was very profound because it had a lot to do with my family and my mom and healing. And the person that we interviewed was Caesar Marin of at Cultivating Wisdom on Instagram.
Who was the guest on the show on Friday.
Yeah, so he was the guest of the show on Friday. This just happened. It was not planned this way.
Right.
Let me just say that right now. I did not plan to microdose. We didn't plan to have our float all at the same day. All of this was
In fact, you guys had to reschedule your float because when you were scheduled, it was when the ice storm happened. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was a reschedule.
Synchronicities.
So that's what was a huge, huge thing. Apple, thanks for saying that word. It was a huge part of my trip in there was the synchronicities of everything. And the fact that the messages were coming to me in Spanish, the messenger was saying, you know this language, it's in your blood, and the more you learn Spanish, the more I will come to you with message. And it was like really strong and really profound. And at the very end of the trip, so there was a lot that took place.
It's 80 minutes.
Yeah, it's 80 minutes. And even though with my little fidgeting and the light on and off like that, it's still 80 minutes. So I'm getting these messages and I did write about it. I'm not going to read it, but I did write about it when the last very, very last thing that happened was my ancestors are here. This is my own internal dialogue. I was actually talking out loud to the voice or to my inner, I don't know what to call it, but my inner knowing. And I said, my ancestors are here. Huela, which is my grandma, what I used to call her, Huela, are you here? Is it you? And when I said, is it you? The lights turned on and the float was over. And that tripped me the heck out. And I was just like, okay, that was you. There's nothing else to, like, I can't argue that. Like, yeah, okay, it could have been the timing, but again,
it was just a coincidence.
Of course it was a synchronicity that continued to happen. And I just tripped out on that fact. It was because there was all these things about my mother and my nephew that were coming up in this healing, and like literal specific instructions, calling, what to say, all of it. And my mom is actually on her. She's coming to visit in April, and that's
as a result of this float.
And again, it was so profound, and the fact that the entire message was in Spanish, and it just blew me away. And the fact that you could get into these meditative states quicker because of the sensory deprivation is super therapeutic. it was like a it was therapy for me to receive that message, not only because of what the message contained, but also because of like the how it came to me in Spanish was very special. It
what do you mean by that?
Just I felt like I had like reached another like pinnacle of or another level or another phase
of learning the language,
not just learning the language but being connected to my source. And
because it was able to communicate with you in that way, it made you feel like you reached another level. Yes. With it because it was a deeper thing.
Yes. And I now that you're learning Spanish, you understand that it's not exact translation. No. From English.
Not even.
So when you are learning Spanish and you go to a region that speaks Spanish, you learn deeper what the meaning is because you know what they're saying, how they're saying it.
And it's in context. And also, like, you get the... It's almost like the feeling behind the word attached to it.
So because I grew up with that language, I already have that. But because I've lived an entire adult life without really speaking my native tongue, it's been dormant. And so going there and it like spoke to me and told me like, yeah, the more Spanish you learn, the closer we will be with you. Like we're already here. But you'll hear us more.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, if your ancestors are Spanish speakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only, then it would stand to reason that the only way they could communicate with you is by using that language, and you learning it is now causing you to be able to hear what they're saying. Because,
it's deeper too. Like right, you're right.
Yeah, but I would imagine if you're a spirit, you're not going to waste your time speaking Spanish to somebody that speaks English.
Well, also, when you get messages from spirit, language doesn't matter. You're getting it. Like you can have a knowing of a sorts, and all of a sudden you know what to do, and it wasn't words. You're like, oh, I should go upstairs and like...
Yeah, you get the download.
Yeah, so language doesn't really matter. But in my case, language does matter because it's connecting me to something deeper. It's like not just words that it wants me to know. It wants me to tap back into my culture.
Mm.
Do you know? Like, yeah. And I mean, this is just facts. Like growing up with you guys, you know, like not necessarily you, Apple, but with you... We don't speak Spanish. It's not part of our culture. We don't always eat Spanish food. We don't visit, you know, like Spanish speaking countries a lot. We, you know, even when we see my family, it's not, we don't do those types of things. You know, it's more.
Well, even your family around your family doesn't speak Spanish.
No,
all the time.
No. Yeah. So it is a whole different kind of feeling that I'm getting. It makes me feel more mature in my culture. There's a real thing, and I was reading like it was a graphic mm-hmm. for Latin culture, and it was like things that Latin culture needs to but the shame of not knowing your native tongue, even though you look like you can speak Spanish, you grew up around it, but you don't know it. There's like a huge shame to that because we become like Americanized, and you just didn't speak Spanish. It wasn't okay. Some households did, and that's great and fantastic. But my mom was really just trying to get away from that and she wanted to have that more for herself in a more of a selfish idea.
Yeah, your mom said it was her secret language.
Yeah. So we didn't do that, you know? And so there's like something that's been unlocking, you know, not only language wise, but spiritually. And so
this float kicked it off.
That's what the float kicked it off. And you know, as far as like how it felt and it was amazing. It makes your skin feel super silky. Dried my hair out like crazy.
it dried your hair out.
Oh yeah, because anything makes my hair. You look at my hair.
That's right. That's right. We're talking. I made mine silky.
Yeah. But yeah, so the place was super sanitary and awesome. And it caused us to rebook, which we still have two floats to do.
Yeah, no, we got
to
go back.
Yeah. And so after that float and that experience, I immediately went out and bought Apple and Ryder a float because he offered us a deal. And I was like, they need to experience this. You know, we didn't even plan on having a show about the float.
No.
Not like, you know what I mean? Like before I went to the float.
So happy that you got, because I got this for him for Christmas gift card thing. Just I was like, they've talked about doing it and this and that. I was just hoping that you guys would go and enjoy it.
Yeah, it would be like a relaxing, going and getting a massage.
Yeah, you could be like, thanks, man. That felt really good. And on with life.
Yeah, but no.
This was really profound, like for all of us.
It was impactful. It was very impactful. And like I said, Aaron hadn't even come out yet, and I had already spent another $80 for.
And then I came out and bought ours.
Yeah, and Aaron was like, I bought one for Apple and Ryder, and then we walked out, and Aaron walked right back in, and is like, I'm getting one for us, you know. But yeah, so it was very meaningful for a lot of reasons, and I think maybe not everyone's float tank is that, you know, the same way. Everybody feels and sees things differently, but it was very spiritually profound for me and super relaxing.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I would add to for anybody out there searching for a float tank, because I looked at there's a bunch of them up here in Portland, and there was two of them. This one that I found, Enzo Float here. There's a lot of ones that have, it's like a contraption almost. You get in.
It's like an egg.
And there's egg ones, there's tank ones where they close the door. You're like closed in it. And this, like, it you have a whole room to yourself. Whether that room's like 15 by 15,
it's
or so.
Good
it's
size.
A good sized room with the tank in the middle of it that's all enclosed.
Tank, to say tank makes it sound like
it's not
weird.
It's not a tank.
It's like a humongous jacuzzi with no jets.
That's
what it's like.
And it's all enclosed, and then you have your own little fancy shower with they had everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
You could go with it. In fact, next time I went with swim trunks and a hairbrush, and I went naked. It was like, once you realize, like, the room, like, you want to be on a trail floating naked.
You shouldn't wear. He told me I went to pull out my shorts. He was like, dude. You don't wear those in there.
They'll interrupt.
Yeah, because it's like something on your skin. Yeah. Like, you just need to be free.
Yeah,
and
it's like, seek out one. If you can find one that's like a room, you know, if it's a good one like that, they showed pictures of the room. And when I saw the rooms, it was like, this is dope. This is the one.
Yeah. Like I said, Mel and I had done it once before, and we went to a different place in Vancouver, actually. And it wasn't all that.
They had some light pollution that this place did not
have.
That's
what I was going to say. I got in the last time and immediately got water in my ear and was fussing with that the whole time. And then also, once I like kind of got that straightened out, the thing was leaking like light. So it was never 100% dark or 100% quiet. I could hear people talking out in the waiting room. And like, floating in water, kind of in a weird little spot. And I was like, okay.
It was a weird spot.
And I had like, I've read a couple of books on floating. Like when we lived in Vegas,
I remember
that float book. And I grew up in the 80s, so I've seen Altered States and you know, John C. Lilly is I've read in the Eye of the Hurricane. And so I was like pumped to go do it. And then that, I was like, meh, meh, meh. I was like, okay, I don't get what the hype is all about. I mean, that was cool or whatever, but this one, so he took us back, he shows us how to like work the lights in the thing. And he's like, take a shower before you go in, take a shower when you get out, put things in your, if you have cuts on yourself, put the gel over the cut. So I like, all right, I'm going to do everything he says. So I get in there, and I remembered from the last time that my head, like, I was nervous with my head going back. And they had a little foam donut thing here.
Which didn't seem like it.
Which.
It would help,
it was
but it
the
did.
Coolest thing ever. So I put the foam donut back behind my head and like, tested it out with the light on, and I was like, oh shit, Like, I can completely let go of every muscle. I don't have any, no tension in my neck. Like, here we go. And I, first I had, I hit the light and I had the pin lights on. And I was laying there and I was like, okay, go for it. Like, do the whole thing. And I shut that off and was like, oh my God. I immediately could tell that something was going to go down, right? But I knew I had to, like, get out of my own way first, like, fidgeting and, like, making sure that I wasn't moving in the water, because if your breathing causes you to, like, float one way or the other a little bit.
Yeah, any movement.
Yeah, bump into the
wall.
You're
like a boat.
Yeah,
a drift. And you hear, it's so quiet in there. You make a little move, you hear the ripples.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's the other thing that, so it is dead silent. So you're, imagine floating in outer space, mm-hmm. in pitch black, no stars, no sound. The only sound that you have, you know how, like, when you have earplugs in and it's quiet, all you can hear is your breathing? Mm-hmm. So immediately I'm like, okay, this is like the ultimate meditation simulator. Because anytime you're meditating, they're like, okay, focus on your breath. Well, all you have is your
choice,
breath,
yeah.
right now. That's all you are, is your breath at this point. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to focus on my breath and see what happens. And I would say about, I mean, I don't know, because I wasn't like, I didn't have my watch on, I wasn't keeping track, but like maybe 10 minutes in, I started getting the most fantastic open eye and closed eye visual. So that's the other thing, is like, at first I had my eyes closed and I started getting visuals of like DMT realm level visuals, and I was like, oh shit, I'm tripping. And I opened up my eyes and they didn't stop.
Yeah, there's no difference
so it's like coming from inside, whatever this is, like. And it was equivalent,
and you were totally sober.
Oh yeah, I took nothing. It was equivalent to a good hit or two on a DMT pen, like the level of fractal weirdness. And then that kind of like came to a crescendo. I would think about maybe halfway through the float, now looking back, and I was just in that silence and in my breath. And I started getting downloads about like, about mortality and like time and my time on the planet and not to waste days and to take advantage of opportunities rather than wait, because the number of days that you have on the planet are finite, and you know, you don't know how many more. It, today could be it, like, and it was all like at the peak of it, it was almost too much. Like, I was getting to the point where it was like, this is a lot.
Like a long time or a lot
of? No, like a lot of information happening. And then the light came on. Like, as soon as I started thinking, this is a lot. This is a lot of pressure.
To chew on.
Yeah. And then it was like, boom, the light came on. And I was like, oh, I don't want it to be over immediately. Like, and
80 minutes,
I mean,
is really perfect.
You talked about that because I explained mine a little to you. And the same thing happened. Well, I'll tell you, but you were like me. It was like, okay, I want it to be over now. Like, this has been, it seems like hours. And then lights come on and the music comes on. It's like, oh,
yeah,
it's like you were just saying,
yeah, I don't want to go yet. But if you're, I'll tell all of you this that are listening. Like, if you're one of those people that have like ever struggled with yourself in meditation or like had trouble focusing on your breath or fought with the craziness of your mind and not, and have never reached a point where that gets silent and you can go past it, I would urge you to go try a float. Mm-hmm. Maybe try twice.
Yeah, the first time you never.
Yeah, you gotta. It's just like doing DMT.
Yeah, your system checking and everything.
Yeah. First time. And let me preface all of this too, or underscore all of this with it. This is all natural. Like, I wasn't tripping when I got out of the float tank. I got out and took a shower, got dressed, and drove me and Mel home. Like, I was fine. And while I was in there, at any moment, I could have turned on the light if it got to be too weird. But it was the most focused I've ever been on my breath, to the point where I got past focusing on my breath.
Yep.
Found out what was on the other side of that.
It was a very impactful experience.
Yeah. And I can't wait to go do it again. It's
that's what I'm looking forward to after the first. And now knowing the place, what you're going into, and everything, I feel like so ready to.
It's actually something that like I could see doing monthly.
Yeah,
like I would.
Yeah,
I could. I'd put it up there with like a massage or anything like that. Well,
in comparing it to a massage is a great tension reliever. This is. Not necessarily an equivalent, but a close cousin of it, because you're so relaxed, like you're not using any of your muscles. And so they have an opportunity at 80 minutes of like weightlessness to actually stop spasming, stop contracting, relax, and like repair.
That's the other thing I forgot to, thanks for reminding me. That's the other thing. Like I have a lot of tension. I carry a lot of tension in my shoulders and my lower back. And I lift my shoulders towards my ears a lot. I notice my posture is not great. And after about 20 minutes of being in there, I completely, like, everything was as relaxed as it possibly could be, because you're not struggling against gravity. Right? There's no gravity on you. So you're just like, you can completely let all of your muscles go. And I could feel at the very beginning of it, like I said, maybe the first 20 minutes, the vertebrae in my neck popping as my muscles mm-hmm. relaxed, like everything loosened up. My back popped a few times, like pop, 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 pop.
Well, if you think about like, if you just said you have bad posture, right? Like you're kind of bringing, you're tightening, mm-hmm. right? Tension. Well, that relaxation loosens, it brings more space in between those vertebrae.
And I'll tell you, the release of that tension for 80 minutes or 60 minutes or however long
yep.
caused my mood to elevate for days after the float.
Damn, well, we should get you floating.
Oh, yeah, that should last like a week. It reminded me when I did, instead of having surgery on my neck when I got my accident, I did traction for 6 months at home with like the bag of water, the weight. You put a thing around your neck, it pulls. You have to sit.
Basically hang yourself at home.
Kind of. It's like a chin strap goes around your head, and what it does is pull up on your head to take all the tension, to let those discs go back into place and everything. And that's what it felt like. Because I hate that. I have never been a person. It oogs me out when people that pop their knuckles and their back and their neck all the time. It's like, oh, don't do that. And I got that. I started popping. But anyway, go ahead. No,
that's it. I mean, as with most things, you get into it or get out of it what you put into it. And I went with the intention of having an experience like I did the first time. I guess the conditions were not optimal the first time.
And first is hard. It yeah. really is. You yeah, don't know like what you're in for.
Do a new sport or something.
Yeah.
Like you got to figure it out. But I went with the intention of having an experience. I knew that it was possible. And it was the most seamless, easy, psychedelic experience, and the like most natural. It was just breathing and weightlessness floating. And floating. And it was, yeah, it was super impactful and taught me a lot. And I still am chewing on
it. Probably the remineralization of your body probably helped with your mood as well.
Yeah. Yep.
That magnesium and.
Yeah. How about you, Apple? You're like, it was cool.
You guys had a great experience. I had a completely different experience. They took me in this back room, locked me in. The aliens came out. The probe started going towards everywhere. My anus. It's the last thing I remember. Woke up. Oh, no.
Okay.
You don't watch Saturday Night Live. That's a thing.
No. It's a bit. Yeah.
No, first of all, funny. I was very excited. There's a couple of people that listen will get that. So, I was very excited because you guys had already gone and I heard about you were so stoked about it, which made me stoked, you know, mm-hmm. getting you something that you enjoyed so much.
Yeah.
So
thanks again for that gift, Apple.
Yes.
Well done, brother.
And so I'm like, okay, I can't wait to go do this. Me and Ryder had scheduled to go together, but Ryder ended up having to cancel. He still hadn't gone yet.
He needs to go.
Yeah. So anyway, it ended up being cool because I went solo and you guys were gone to Mexico and it was kind of a blustery day here. So I was like looking forward to like a warm soak and to experience this. So I went, I took two squares of mushroom chocolate. I took one right before I left so that it would be like hitting by the, we live like 10 minutes from where this place is at and it's downtown and like a beautiful area of downtown.
The Pearl District.
And I didn't know that either. Like Enzo is like a whole, they're condos. Did you notice that all around there is all kinds of Enzo stuff? Yeah. They got it. That's like a whole thing down there. So anyway, I get down there and this is important. And I ended up parking downtown. It's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like two blocks away and I saw somebody pulling out and I was like, ooh, scored a spot. And I took that spot. Ended up, I could have parked right in front of Enzo.
That's what we did, yeah.
But I was sure I wasn't going to get a spot or anything. But I ended up being glad I did that. So anyway, I go into the place. Awesome staff. It's so clean and so nice and everything.
The furniture was so nice.
Yeah. I had to wait. I was a few minutes early. So she's like, oh, we got tea and this and that. So I had a little bit of tea. I had to wait like about 4 minutes or something. And then she took me back and showed me the room. And I picked a round room. You did a rectangle?
Yeah. Well, it may be square or rectangle. Yeah.
The rectangular. Because that she told, and she told, I was like, well, what would you suggest? She's all, I don't like the circular ones because you could, some people don't like it because you start spinning in it. You start moving in a circle and you don't in the rectangular one, I guess. You can't. Go in a circle in the rectangular one. It's not big enough.
No, you go in a rectangle in the rectangular.
Yeah, it makes sense. So anyway, go in there. Room's beautiful. Take a shower. Get all ready. Get in there. And right away, it's like a trip. They warn you about not to rub. They give you a nice washcloth. And she's like, hang it on this handle here. Trust me. And she's all, you may sweat a little or everything. Make sure you don't touch your eyes, which I ended up doing towards the end, not thinking.
Immediately.
No, it was towards the end of it. I like just like went, oh, like, you know, kind of out of it by the end. But anyway, I did the same thing as Aaron, the little float thing. I mean, it's like the thinnest little foam thing. And it's like, this is not going to keep my head out of the water. But when you're in 2,000 pounds of salt, I mean, that thing's like a big old buoy thing. So it did that, and it probably took about 20 minutes. I did the same thing. I had to feel everything out because you had the three button. You have like an emergency button you can hit in case.
What it does is it flushes all the everything out, and you end up in the sewer.
Is that what happened?
Yep.
Oh, see, I pushed it, and they just came running in. It was like, what's up? And I was like, April Fool's, nothing. No. No, but then that's kind of separated. And then they explain, like, this one will alert us, you know, because people do panic, and, you know, or some people have episodes or something. And then the one turns on the room lights, and then the other one's the star lights. So getting used to all that. And
can you imagine hitting the emergency button and having them run in there? You're all naked.
Like accidentally. I thought about that. Like accident, because they're all right there. Yeah, the one's a little close. Bit bigger than the other two. To like kind of like braille.
You're like, oh, never mind.
Never mind. What are you doing in here? I don't know you. Oh. So getting used to it, sitting there floating and kind of feeling the tank out. I did the same thing at first. It was like, oh, the starlights are cool. And then I realized it's like the starlights take you out of it. Because then you're just sitting there staring at starlights floating in a jacuzzi.
Exactly.
So yeah, turn all that off and everything.
Without the bubbles.
Yeah, yeah. And then started getting used to it. And all of a sudden, when I let go and quit farting around, like I said, feeling everything. Okay, there's that. You immediately lose track of all that shit because you do. In the round one, you start, you slowly start turning. And the girl said, it's just something that happens. You naturally turn. It just happens. So I'm sitting there turning, and you, in the dark and the quiet, you lose. I forget that I actually had looked that up. Like after, I think it's like 8 minutes in complete darkness and silence, you lose all direction. It's a human condition. Like you don't know what's up, down. It's like you don't know. And got to that point. By that time, the little bit of mushroom I'd taken had fully kicked in, and I completely felt like I was in space and started feeling really and just completely still, like kind of focusing on breathing and the turning and stuff. And then I started to like move a little, like feeling, I felt like I was totally in space, like floating. I started feeling like I was tumbling, but not like scary, not like, oh, I'm falling, but like I was turning, turning 360s, not just around in the tub, but all sides,
vertical, not horizontal. Yeah,
kind of like that old U2 video where the camera went above and started doing that, and then that same thing. Like I said, I don't crack my knuckles or anything, but I'm a tense person, like most in the shoulders. Everything started popping just by the littlest movement. I was like turning to the side. Well, I'm doing it in the chair. Nobody can see this. This is
everybody. Here,
I'm just kind of, ooching, like bending my knee and bending. Everything was like soft pops. And I felt taller, like when I left, like everything had stretched out and popped and everything. And I did the same thing. I started to have like total visuals, like colors and this and that and everything with my eyes closed. And I'm like, it's like, we got to keep your eyes closed. And it's like, wait, you're in a dark room. Open my eye. I realize the same thing. There's no difference. Well, actually there kind of is. It's almost better with your eyes open.
I ended up leaving my eyes open.
Wait, yeah. Too. The Me visuals too. Get even better when you're in complete darkness. And felt all that, and was just, I would say on this one, I didn't get any kind of like downloads or connection with my, this was like body awareness for me of like feeling every, and then I noted like halfway through, I had not touched myself at all. Uh-oh. I put my hand on my thigh. There was a moment where it was like, oh, because it feels like massage oil. You're like slimy. You're like kind of slimy and slick, the salt.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like that. And I rubbed my thigh and I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Stop that. Like now you're starting to be like, oh, it feels slimy. And then, so that was like another like check thing. Like almost kind of pulled me out of a little. It's like, okay, this is awesome. And then I started to get it. Then it started to feel like I wasn't uncomfortable or anything, but I started to feel like,
antsy.
Man, it feels like it's been hours. It just felt like it'd been hours.
Did they forget about me?
Yeah. And they tell you too. They let you know that they're like, the lights will slowly come back on and the music will slowly come on to let you know your time is up. Then it's time to get out and take a shower. And I'm like, you have no idea. Your phone's off, everything, you know, you have no idea. You're in sensory deprivation, no sound, no light, no idea what time it is. Kind of tripping, and it's like, I've been in here a long time, I think. And then right about that time, I actually sat up because it's not that deep. You're only a couple inches off the bottom of it. It's not like a jacuzzi that's like a few 3 feet deep or something.
No, maybe like it's 2 feet. Like,
yeah, or mid calf.
All I know is it's a, you can you sit up, your butt touches the bottom and you're sitting in the tub out, you know, like just barely in the water. And I sat up and was like, okay, it was like, and then I'm like, well, you might have a while left. Boom, the lights came. Once I started thinking, like, why'd you sit up? Now you ruined it, dummy. What are you doing? You had more time. And the lights came
instinctive.
On.
Instinctive.
And I was like, oh, okay, fucking perfect. Fucking got out, took a nice shower. And they told you that there's no one hurrying you or anything. Oh, no. I took a shower and got all clean, which feels so nice when you get out and you take a warm shower.
Oh, yeah.
Get all clean. They had nice shampoo and conditioner and stuff too. And I walked out and the girl, she's a young girl, she just kind of laughed. And I was like, hey, and she's like, you look very relaxed. And when she was walking in too, she's like explaining, and I'm like, she's all, well, I'll just get out of your way because you look very excited to get going. You don't seem like you need more explanation of what to do.
And then when you walked out, she's like, you look relaxed.
She looked at me like, she didn't say it, but she looked at me as like, you're loaded. And I was like, it was fantastic. It was so great. Can't wait to come again. And said, so then this part where I parked my car several blocks away, I'm so glad I did, because when I walked outside, it was like so nice out. It was blustery when I went in, but it was nice, and there were some people on the street. And for like the two blocks I'm walking, I felt like what's the like shakedown, like
the doodah man?
Yeah, just kind of like everybody I walked by just smiled at, like kind of smiled at me, like, check this cat out,
dude. And your vibe was ringing.
I got back to my car, and at that point I'm like, thank God we only live like 10 minutes away, because I would have not wanted to drive. So I get in the car, sit for a minute, find a good song to put on and cruise home. And on the way home, I'm like, you need to get, and the whole time after that, the whole like talking to myself in my head was like, hey man, you should stop at the store and get something good to eat, man. Like, it was so.
And we were still
relaxed.
On the whole 30.
No, no, we were done.
Like,
we
we'll
were
just finish.
Yeah,
we just finished.
Yeah, we were done. Yeah, we were done. Cause I went and got, I got a steak and everything. I came home. I took over 2 hours to make myself like a steak with veggies, mashed potatoes, all this stuff. I just like slow rolled this whole meal.
That's
which
cool.
I probably could have made in like 20 minutes, but it was like everything was just like, yeah man, take your time, marinate the, had the best meal. And then like you said, it lasted that whole week for like 3 days. My hair was so silky and my skin felt so good. It like cleared up some blemishes and stuff. I remember mentioning it too when you guys got me, you're like, yeah, all that salt, that's like, it's like
healing.
A cleanse,
yeah.
On top of the other cleanse. That's the other thing after doing the whole 30 and stuff. That was like another cleanse on top of a cleanse.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. It's a skin and soul cleansing to go with it.
Yep.
So it was amazing. I suggest everybody try it. Main thing I suggest is, like I said, is search the ones in your area. You want to find one where you have your own room. I would not want to go do one of the tanks. Like he said, that'd be terrible to have light in. And if and being able to hear
tank.
People.
I had another experience with a tank one that was like an egg, and it was completely closed, and it was a solo room.
Okay.
It was nothing like what we experienced at Enzo, but it was a separate room, no shower. Like you just take a shower in the room and then walk into that room. To get into your
no
tank.
Sound,
no sound. Actually, what? That's not true. They had an option that you could either have music or
not want music.
No.
And then, but when once that egg closed, it was like in Lost, they were in the hatch. It was kind of like a hatch.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like that.
The first one that we did, there was not like a bunch of those things in one room. It was that tank thing in its own room.
Yeah.
I was in my own room.
I think they all.
But you could hear people.
Yeah, I could. Cause
like the outdoor, like the lobby.
Out in the lobby, you could hear people talking because it wasn't soundproof.
Yeah.
And the room wasn't soundproof.
Then these rooms are definitely soundproof.
Oh, yeah.
You don't hear.
And they're way away from like answering the phone or any like traffic.
Yeah, they walk you way down the hall to the rooms. And
the other thing that I'll say about like the physical part of it is, the if you get any kind of water on your face, that water starts dripping while you're doing it, and it itches. And you don't want distraction on your body while that's going on. Mm-hmm. That happened to me when I first got in there, and I instinctively went to wipe it and made it worse.
You know what I did?
Because I was putting more water on myself.
I put my arm up out of the water and let my arm drip down, and then I would touch my face.
See, I that's the one thing I made sure. Well, you lose sense of it and everything, but where she told me to hang the dry, like, hand towel, I like knew where that was, kind of. And I just reacclimated like a couple times. I had to, like, I could touch with my feet and realize as soon as I felt the button or the drain, like that, I checked
now
out
you
before
know.
I turned the lights off. I knew what was in the tub as far as drain, this and that, so I could easily touch things like Braille and know where it was. And it was like, okay, there's my washcloth. But then I forgot at the end and did that. I wiped my eye. My right eye was like on fire until I took a shower.
So if you're in the Portland area, and obviously this isn't a sponsor of the show, we aren't getting anything for saying this, the place that we went to is called Enzo Float. It's down in the Pearl District. The people that are there are amazing, super cool. And once you go and you book your first float, you can book a 2-for-1.
Well, that was like the special. So I don't know if that's all the time.
And they, when you sign up for their email, I get email. I got one yesterday, like spring sale. And, you know, they have good stuff going on all the time if you're up in this area.
It's worth your time. Like, if you have the extra money to go do it, I think it was $80 for both of us.
I think that was the deal. I think it's $80 each time, or $1 a minute, maybe.
It's incredibly worth it. Go do it.
Well, if you're into any kind of, you know, mind altering things, or wanting to alleviate tension, wanting to maybe have a little bit more intention, focus on your breathing, practice breathing, just be alone with nobody around.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, Calgon, take me away.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of reasons why you would go do this.
You could use it completely different. You could go in there, leave the music on and the lights, and just float and hang out.
Yeah.
And make your skin feel good.
Yeah.
And
remineralize your body.
And the one thing, the other thing too that made me pick that one, not just like the cleanliness, the reviews and stuff, is they offer 80 minutes. A lot of the other ones is a 60 for about the same price as 60 minutes. They offer 80 minutes. And it's like, why wouldn't you want more time?
Absolutely. Yeah.
More is better when it comes to this, for sure. I even asked him when I left, I was like, what's the max you can stay in there? And he was like, you could pay for the whole day if you wanted. He's like, we have people book 2 and 3 80 minute sessions at a time.
They do them all.
And they just lay in there.
Stay in there.
4 hours or whatever. And probably, you know, trip the hell out.
I just wonder, after that much time, like how you get wrinkly from water and stuff, like what the salt
and your skin's falling
off. Because that's like what Mel said, there'd be 2,000 pounds of salt. I just think of like when you buy the 50-pound bags of Morton salt pellets for like the water softeners.
Water softener, yeah.
That's a 50-pound bag.
Oh,
that's
my
big.
Gosh. That's huge.
Whoa, I didn't even think
so
about
that. So that's what, two, that's like 20 of those bags? I'm not mathing right now. Anyway, that's a lot of bags of salt.
No, it's 40.
40, okay, 20, yeah, okay, there you go. 20.
Well, look at me, I did math. Dude.
Yeah, 20 of them in a thousand.
I think that it's safe to say that we all recommend it.
Yeah. Yes.
Aaron and I are going to go do it again, for sure. And it can be either just plain relaxing and uplifting, or spiritual and enlightening.
Yeah.
If there's a gamut.
If you're interested in learning more too, Dr. John C. Lilly did the early research with psychedelics and float tanks, and started trying to talk to dolphins and have sex with them and stuff. So you should go learn about Dr. John C. Lilly. He's pretty
weird.
Cool. Yeah. No, he was trying to communicate with dolphins on acid. So maybe he was onto something. Who knows?
I wonder if they offer dolphins at this one.
They do. They do. That's a special. That's on the secret menu.
The sexy dolphin room, just for you.
So it's Monday right now.
Yep.
And
we're coming back from.
We're on our way back from Winter Wondergrass.
From Tahoe.
How was your trip, Apple?
It was amazing.
What was your favorite part of being at Winter Wondergrass now that we haven't been there yet?
The music.
Oh, that's a cheap. That was a
that's
cheap.
Not well, that's cheap. Not that's cheap. Legit.
That's why we're going.
Yeah. No, you gotta. You're supposed no. to make something up.
Oh, well, when the why alien don't you do it? When the aliens came during
there
the kitchen dweller set.
Thank you.
When Torin was ripping it on the banjo, and the spaceship came down over the mountains, and it kind of skimmed over Lake Tahoe and created, like, it kind of parted it, like Moses, in a way, would say, and then came up, and Torin's like, what's up? And finally, they're like, what's up? And they took off.
Well, and then the eclipse opened up the entire sky, and music notes in the form of bluegrass were falling down, and that was my favorite part.
Wow. All right. My favorite part was hanging out with you guys.
I was waiting for you to be like, they had good coffee.
Well, that too.
Well, yeah, I'm excited.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I was going to say, I'm excited about their coffee station because it's got like, what's the name of the coffee?
I wasn't going to say it because they're not sponsoring our show.
They're not sponsoring, but
Bluegrass Coffee.
Yeah, Bluegrass Coffee. We can talk Bluegrass about other coffee. Stuff that we like. Hey. We don't always got to get paid to talk about stuff. But my favorite part of Winter Wondergrass for real was all the people that we met.
Yeah. Yeah.
The new family that
we've
acquired.
Giving Scotty a big hug.
Yep.
Yeah. I would typically be freaking out by this close to going to do something. For everybody listening, it's what day is it? Wednesday for us right now, for real. Like, we're recording on Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, April 3rd.
For our Monday episode. And we haven't gone to Winter Wondergrass yet, of course. This close to going to something like that, and doing what we're doing, I would be running laps in my head and exhausting myself with what ifs and I'm gonnas and this is my plan and worried about if the
really
plane
nice
doesn't
actually
get there
it's like so nice
whatever. I do not feel like that about this. I am just like, let's go do this thing that we're gonna do. It's gonna be rad.
When we're doing something we haven't done, like emceeing. It's fun when we've done our podcast from the stage, but this is something new, like emceeing a festival. It's fun. We're like,
and we don't even know what
duty,
that means.
But we're not.
There's like all these stages. We may have a stage. We may introduce one person. We may introduce 10. We don't even know what we're in for.
No.
This is what's exciting about it.
And I've never been to Tahoe. I've never been to Truckee. I've never been to Tahoe.
I feel like I've been to Truckee.
How? It would have been with me.
Driving.
You've been with me your whole life.
That just sounds familiar.
Maybe we drove through there.
Yeah,
or something.
I feel like I got a ticket driving here from Vegas.
Truckee. You may have when you were driving somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we stop by Truckee on the way here?
No. Truckee's a turn out a different way from
Reno. Okay, so then maybe
when
that's
you go out
true.
Of Reno, there's the way we went, Susanville and stuff that goes up where we took the minivan.
Now all of you listening know the roads. Yeah,
Truckee's
the
other way.
Okay, sorry. I thought I did, but I don't.
So
strike it from the record.
Also, I talked to Jordan the other day. He was just there for the first time, and he said that Truckee's rad and that Tahoe is amazing.
I had some coworkers that were like, oh my gosh, you guys are in for a treat.
And I know
it is
that
so beautiful.
Jordan has similar standards to my own. So his bar is high.
Like most ski resorts that I've been to, I've been to so many ski resorts in my life, but always in the summer. When I was up in Reno for like 3 weeks when Nick was living up there, we'd go up to Tahoe was the place to drive to go get away from Reno and see beautiful stuff. And we went to, it was like Eagle Rock or something. It was like a short hike, and then it's overlooking like the whole Lake Tahoe and everything. It's gorgeous. And the water is like blue.
Oh man. I can't.
Well, it was. That was 20 something years ago. It should still be.
There will be a full recap of what happened at Winter Wondergrass coming up, I'm sure. There's going to be hijinks and fun and whatnot. So, stay tuned for that. It will be coming in the following, probably in a week. And anybody else have anything to add before we run off into the night?
No.
No.
You need to go eat.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sleepy and I want to kind of rest.
You can't even talk.
I want to rest and relax, and those two are very similar. So it's like,
All right. Well, everybody out there, I hope that you get the this week. And
after you do that, go float.
Yeah. Until then, take care of each other. Smile at a stranger, safety third, and hydrate, and go try a float, man.
And I hope you made it to Winter Wondergrass.
Yeah. We love you all. Peace.
But it's a tad bit of strange similarities that feed an A equal A complex. The fears of your past do not equal the perplexities of the current road.
Well, hey friends, my name is Zach Lupitin. You may know me from the band Dust Bowl Revival, but I also host a music discovery podcast called The Show on the Road. For the last 5 seasons, I've been able to dive deep and have intimate chats with folks like The Lumineers, Andy DeFranco, Wolf Peck, Keb Moe, Lake Street Dive, Bela Fleck, and more. So guess what? After 150 conversations with some of my favorite songwriters from around the world, we are bringing brand new episodes to the Osiris Network. New interviews and intimate acoustic performances will be coming at you this summer. And which episodes are coming next, you ask? Good
morning. I am Zach Goody, the lead singer for the band Smash Mouth.
Our band is called Milky Chance. We are based in Berlin.
My name is David Shaw. I sing and write songs with my band, The Revivalists.
Trust me, these conversations go some wild places. So subscribe to The Show on the Road on Osiris, and we'll see you soon. Again.